Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture, in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
What's up, everybody? It's Jazzy Bell here with Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And on this show, we focus on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And today is no exception because we have an amazing guest. She hails from the Bronx. The one and only Savannah Hanna is in the building. What's up, Savannah?
Hey, what's good? What's up, Jazzy? How you doing?
Girl, I'm excited you here in the flesh, okay?
Yes, I love that. I love that.
As y'all know, if you're a fan of Woman Hip Hop Podcast, Savannah was a guest on here before, you know, when the whole pandemic was really a thingy. And I was in a whole nother state at the time.
I was still getting busy.
So,
come on, girl. No kinda, excuses.
Just like you. And during that time, of course, everything was so digital. Via Zoom is where we conducted our last interview. So I'm so excited to have you here in person. Congratulations. Yes. On everything. You know, thank I'm a fan.
You. Yes, I love that. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
Stuff. Thank you. That means a lot.
All right, outside of your beauty and your talents, let's just get right to it because on this show, you know, I like to give people a backstory,
right,
on how you got here to be in this interview with me and sitting in this chair. So, the Bronx. What part of the Bronx we rapping first and foremost?
Parkchester.
Parkchester.
Yeah. Mm. It don't sound too gangster, right?
Parkchester. Not quite. However.
It's not. It's nice. It's actually a nice little part.
It is very cute. I remember I dated a guy from Parkchester back in the day. A little Puerto
Rican.
Was
he nice like the area?
Mm-hmm. He was, actually.
Okay, all right.
He was nice. I don't have anything bad to say about that guy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, he was pretty cool. All right, so Parkchester, we rapping. Now, when it comes to your name, Savannah mm-hmm. Hanna, what's the science behind that? Is that a government with a twist? What are we doing?
Definitely a government with a twist. So my real name is Savannah, but like people used to play around and call me like Savannah Banana, Savannah Hanna, Hanna Savannah. So Savannah Hanna just stuck. I've had that name since I was like 11.
11.
Yeah, like people in my middle school used to call me that and stuff. And like, yeah, just stuck with me.
Well, speaking of you being a youngin', when can you say you realized that you had this amazing talent?
I feel like, thank you first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've always been surrounded by music and stuff. I've always loved to freestyle. Originally, I was a cosmetologist, beauty school student. Hair and makeup is like, that's my love right there. And I used to be in class, like, rapping and, like, freestyling over my mannequin. And my teacher would be like, shut up. She called me Lloyd. She used to say I look like Lloyd, the singer.
The guy?
Shut up, Lloyd? Yeah, the guy.
Okay. So I was you have braids to the back?
Right, yeah, with the braids okay. And everything. But, like, she's
well, Lloyd is a cutie.
But at least, you know, he's an attractive guy. So yeah. I didn't take it too bad. I'm like, hey, you know, I could see it a little bit. But yeah, like, and she'd be, shut up, Lloyd. And I was just like, you know, I couldn't stop rapping. And everyone was like telling me, like, you actually sound pretty good.
Nice.
I've always had that in me, though. I love to freestyle since I was a kid. Like, so yeah, I'm not surprised that I'm like, you know.
One of the best out here freestyling. Period.
And I'm going to own that. Nah. Facts.
Yeah, got to receive it.
Yazzie
like
Bell
too.
Said it. So yeah.
I like that too when I receive compliments. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck that. I'll receive that.
Right? Thank right? You. It's just that humbleness, though. You're like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I ain't doing humble no more.
Right, but you gotta, you know, I gotta own that. I've been really, really, really humble for a very long time.
No. Yeah. So, All right, you spitting in front of the mannequin faces, which I think is hilarious, first and foremost. And it explains everything that's sitting next to me right now with the hair and makeup. It's like, oh, obviously you got like a knack for this. So when it comes to the first 16 you ever spit, do you remember it?
The first 16 I ever spit. I do. It got some cuss words, though. I don't know if I could cuss, but...
Girl, this is Woman Hip Hop Podcast. Quit playing
okay.
with us.
All right. Okay, yeah. What I had said, it was trash. Jazzy, you gonna... If you gonna judge me, then I can't do it.
Oh, I mean, I'm queen of judging. So you gonna get judged. No, of course you're not gonna...
It's not trash.
No.
What I said...
Wait, when did you spit it?
I had spit it on SoundCloud.
No, how long ago was this?
Oh, it was a while ago.
Okay,
we're talking like 5-6 years. Maybe even longer than that. How ago? Walk in and I dab on you niggas. I'm counting the check and I'm bagging you niggas. My money the motive, you bugging. I promise it's coming before and right after you niggas. Yeah, I get the drip from my walk. A bad bitch just walked through the door. There's some shit like that, some little alphabet shit. Like, you feel me? I come harder than that now, though. You did, but it was some trash shit.
I'm not going to do you how Charlamagne did
don't
Safari.
Don't do me. Like, don't do me.
Nah, that ain't it. No, it's Please. Not that at all. And if you feel like that's the case, trust me, she's going to spit later and redeem herself.
Nah, yeah, I'm going to redeem myself, y'all.
I've never heard anything whack coming from you, Savannah. So I appreciate please that. Please don't say that.
Yes.
Okay, so growing up, Parkchester, Bronx, spitting for a while. Who inspired you? Who did you see coming up that you was like, you know what? That's everything.
Yeah, I feel like first and foremost, like my mother, may she rest in peace. I love you, Mom. Mm. Got her on my necklace right now. She had me up on like Cassidy, Dipset. I grew up on like Cameron, like Styles P, hardcore male rap. So I'm very familiar with just like this cocky type of vibe from when I was younger. And then when I had really tapped into like Nicki Minaj, I liked Fergie. I liked like Gwen. I liked the girls, like, and I was really into like that whole Harajuku, like
Barbie.
And yeah. Remember, I'm a visual. I like visuals and aesthetic, and like, I definitely was inspired by, definitely like Nicki, Fergie, freaking Gwen Stefani. I liked Remy. I liked all the girls that just had sass, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I grew up on a lot of male rap from when I was a kid. That's all I knew was like men rap. I wasn't too familiar with a lot of females. And Missy, too.
I was going to say. I see some Missy. I hear Missy definitely with you. I hear the influence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is very, very inspiring. And her swag is just like, the first time I ever seen her, I was just like, who's this on the TV type
right.
of vibe. Yeah, but a little mix of everybody.
But that's really, it really does resonate in your music.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely, especially when you mentioned the Gwen Stefani's and the Fergie's. Like, I hear all of that.
That's okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know it shows in my music, but it's literally who I'm inspired, like people that have inspired me growing up.
It's a record that you got out right now. We're going to talk about your music fully in a minute, but it's a record that I'm like, she's giving me that little rock, that little,
it's probably Damage Control.
Damage Control.
I drink like spinach, drink my tennis, drop my glutes on Bennett. Yeah, I had a, like, it was a little different vibe, you know.
I was like she's switching it up.
Yeah, I like to give a little bit of
everything. As you should.
Yeah.
It shows because I feel like every female rapper that I ever loved, they evolved. Yeah. I remember when Kill came out with Hardcore, then when she did Notorious K.I.M., Love it was more too, futuristic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and people, she was like, people not ready. So,
yeah.
Don't shy away from showcasing your many, many talents.
Yes, I won't.
Now you did just shout out Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Now for some of the people that do not know, when Nicki Minaj came out with her Megatron Challenge, mm-hmm. my girl right here was the winner. So give it up. Y'all can clap in the room.
Hey, come on, me and you the only ones. I'm like.
It's okay. I'll probably go put a little sound bite, little clap over this. However, no, seriously. Megatron.
You're funny. You know, I'm going to throw a little sound bite over it. Don't worry, girl. I got you.
I'd be doing it in the sitcoms right, and the right. audience. Trash.
But yeah.
No, seriously, the Megatron Challenge is when I'll say is when you hopped on my radar. And I know you was doing your thing before that.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, Honey Bunny, I was like, oh, she picked the right winner.
Right.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Tell me how that all came about and what that was like for you.
Nah, yeah. I felt like I dragged a broken bike down the block to shoot that video. I don't know whose bike it was, but I dragged it. And I was like, I want to give a... I'm real into aesthetics. You'll see, like with me, everything is visual, and I like getting the audience to just want to watch me first and foremost before I even open my mouth. I want you to be like, who the hell is this? So I remember dragging that bike and I remember rapping that rap and not losing no breath and the energy I had behind it. I'm like, this is it's funny. I wrote that verse before she even announced the Megatron Challenge. I was like in my room just writing it and I liked the beat. But yeah, like I had posted it and I seen everyone say she's doing a Megatron Challenge. So I already had a verse.
Wow.
And when I recorded it and I put it out, I seen she liked it within 8 minutes.
I knew that.
So I said, it didn't even have 1,000 likes. It didn't even have that many views. So I was like, there's no way Nicki's seeing this. I'm too, I had like 4,000 followers.
You thought it was a fake Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, I said, Nicki's not going to see this, but I'm going to put it up anyway.
Right.
You know, because people... Why not? Just to, you know, I'm all about content too. So let's do it. And it's Nicki Minaj. Put it up. And she liked it in like 8 minutes. I'm like.
Did you believe it though? Like, did you think it was a real page?
I didn't think it was her.
Right.
I didn't think
with
it was
your 4,000 followers.
With my 4K. No, she watched. So like when I had seen it was her.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm like, damn, like I felt just this rush. I knew that she had to really like me to see me out of like all of the people that was doing it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I was on her page a little bit after that. She started posting the ones that she liked and she remembered my verse. And I just felt it in my gut. I'm like, I feel like I got this in a bag, but like, it's probably too good to be true though. Like me, little me?
Come little on. Me from the Bronx.
I'm not really like that. You know, I rap and shit, but you know.
Now what you fire.
And she loved it and she remembered it and people was like, yo, you got this, Hannah. And after that, it was up after that, to be honest. That was a really big pivotal point in my...
Yeah.
You get co-signed by somebody that's that huge, that's that influential.
Yeah.
This is who I watched growing up. That's... I still don't believe that to this day. It's crazy. But
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how that went. Yeah. And everybody, you know, once when I heard that first place and like that announcement on her radio...
Queen Radio.
I was in Texas. Yeah, I was right on Cedar Hill and I was crying like a baby.
Were you tuned in when she announced your name?
Yeah, I was tuned in because my manager at the time, she was like, we was listening.
Okay.
And I was ready for like that heartbreak. I'm like, I know it's some other fired people that went that got big names too. Remember, I'm going against girls that's verified.
Yeah.
I'm going against girls who got hundreds of thousands of followers. Facts. Dope spitters.
Facts.
You know, I guess, like, I learned to stop selling myself short, though, because I'm really hard on myself, and I don't know if it's a Virgo thing or whatever, you know.
Absolutely, it's a Virgo. You damn perfectionist.
I'm hard on myself.
Glad you posted it, though, child.
Right?
How many takes did you do before you posted it?
Nah, I just posted it.
Oh, that's big for you, Virgo.
I think that was, like, probably 2 takes before I got it. I rolled that. I'm not going to lie. I rolled that one. Damn. I ain't going to toot my horn too much, but...
But BB.
I had my little bike. I was like, let's get it. Let's go.
Now, first of all, whose bike was that? Did you steal a bike?
Whose bike that was?
Because I caught that one.
Yo, I'm sorry. Whoever's bike that was, like, we lit now. I don't know. I don't know.
No, so with the winner, which she was the winner of that challenge, I remember listening to her, and it was a great build-up. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm sure your heart was just kind of like,
every minute.
When she said your name, it wasn't like she just said, okay, Savannah Hannah is the winner. She made it a point to say why you was the winner.
Yeah.
She put emphasis on your bars.
Yeah. She really put emphasis on like the fact that like she wanted to choose the right person too.
And she knew your bars and she spit it though.
Yeah. And she remembered them.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, I know I have to stand out.
Uh-huh.
It was too many verses. Like, you remember that one, you know? So.
And the winner got 10 grand.
Yeah. My first 10 G's. Facts.
Let me know that she paid you, first of all, because we be watching these shows like
yeah.
The Voice,
nah,
American Idol, The Four, whatever. And it's like, sometimes you never see these people, like,
nah,
or you never hear about them really getting their prize.
Yeah.
You got that 10 grand.
Nah, she dead paid me. Facts.
I definitely shout out to Nicki for that.
People was asking too. I'm like, see, I keep it cute though anyway. Like, I'm never, this is the thing. I even went, because a lot of people ask me, like, did she pay you? Did you even get your, man, yo, I keep it superstar, like gangsta. I'm not about to be online. So I'm waiting for my money or it. Nikki gonna pay me the money and she gave it to me. You feel me? So I just like, a lot of people was like asking though, but
yeah,
I just know Savannah.
Of course
Hannah,
you know the people want to know, Hannah, did you get the money?
That's right. Of course, like, you know, but Savannah Hannah always gonna keep it cute. Like I will never, never be that girl. Like,
and
right.
To be real, I'm one of those people where it's like, the experience, the fact that she chose me and giving yeah. me that platform to shine.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess because you're probably pretty much saying, like, you're not hung up on the money like that.
Nah, yeah.
Because that really was such a big deal. Yeah. So it's like that alone is worth more than 10 grand.
The shout out did more for me than the money did. Okay. To this day, it does more for me than that money did. The
like
money,
what? Explain.
Like the connections. Okay. You found me. Right?
Facts.
Right? So like, look at that. Like, that's just, that within itself was the prize. The real prize was getting that recognition and getting that shout out from somebody who is a real beast in this game. You know, she's goated. So it's like, yeah, once again, the money is just, that's cute. The money's cute, you know, but like the recognition and her word yeah. is more powerful. It stands stronger to me than that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know who the celebrity was that was like, yo, Nikki, who is this? And she was like, it's my artist.
Yeah, what? She did?
Do you remember
what,
that?
Was it on the,
It was on like IG. I feel like she posted you or somebody, and then yeah. somebody in the comments was just like, yo, like,
oh, that's
fanning crazy. Out about your freestyle.
Get out of here.
And then she was like, nah, that's my artist. Did she ever talk to you about like signing you? Was that conversation ever had?
Not, so like, we didn't have a conversation about that. Okay. From what I know, I think I was supposed to like at some point speak to her again in okay. regards to everything with like, you know, possibly being on her show or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to G it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to like, you know, lie.
Okay.
I'm not on no nothing. Like, I'm not, like, signed to her or anything like that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, it was not a conversation, you know.
Okay.
I'm cool with that, though.
Well, you know what a lot of people ain't cool about, and I know I wasn't, and then I was glad to see that you wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw you hit the streets doing the social experiment about bad bitch genre.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Nah, yeah. I love, first and foremost, I'm really big on, like, creators getting what, you know, their recognition, you mm-hmm. know, and a lot of people, of course, people who didn't create the sound when it did go viral, it was kind of like a girl, like, get over yourself. Like, girl, it's on TikTok. It's a sound bite. Like, the thing with me, though, is I'm on TikTok with sound bites that have been blowing up for mad long now.
Right.
So a lot of people hear my voice and don't even know it's me because no one credits me. You understand? So mm-hmm. I felt like that one was the biggest one I got because I seen a lot of celebrities. The girls was using it. It was like all over the place. So, yeah, I definitely took it to the streets of New York. And I just like to get people upset, to be honest with you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I thrive off that. I like that. Like, that makes me really want to get everybody mad. So it was like, girl, shut up. I'm going to really talk now. I'm going to really make sure y'all know that this is where it came from because that's my voice, you know?
So but for the people that don't know that's watching right now, say the soundbite that everyone has probably said in their TikToks or in their Instagrams, and it's like, y'all didn't even know that this was the brainchild behind it, the creator. So how do you
do it? I'm sorry, not everybody fits in the bad bitch genre. It's a genre. Not everybody fits on the Rasta.
Give it. It's so crazy because like,
I don't even know where that voice came from when I did it. But
that's what I want to know. Because like, first of all, back in my day, it wasn't, we didn't have Instagram, we didn't have social media,
yeah.
we didn't have TikToks, and it wasn't like sound bites like that really. It was no viral. Viral for us was reading a Vibe magazine, Source magazine.
Right.
Like, we would have to pick up magazines to know what the hell is really lit out here or
yeah.
listen to the actual radio. Now we know
those
what
are the days.
Rarely listens to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's
you
on
know?
Their phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, bad bitch genre, when that went viral, talk about some of the celebrities that use that. Talk about some of the platforms,
not
huge
yet.
Companies out there that use your voice that didn't credit you.
Yeah, nah, it was a lot of like brands that like, this is the thing. When I had did it and I seen the celebrities using it and stuff, that's a boost. I was mad hype, of course.
Thanks.
Like, because I'm like, now we really viral, right? But it became a thing where like clothing brands was taking it for their campaigns. It was on shirts. It was on mugs. It was people making merch out of it, like
oh,
selling
wow.
it on their websites.
I didn't know that.
It was a couple of big brands that was like using it. And I just was like, dang, like they not even, that's different now. We talking like y'all generating profit off of this, right? And
right.
I'm still sitting here in the Bronx.
Right.
You feel me? Like I'm still in the hood with this.
As a black woman that created this,
yeah,
give me my
so
props.
I was just like, yo, like it went from woo to like, you know?
It was bittersweet.
Girl, I'm like...
Wait, what happened?
Mixed feelings a little bit. Is it wrong that I have a change of heart, kind of? Because dang, like...
No, it's not.
Yeah, nah, they wasn't giving me no credit and stuff. And when I seen the money, that's what I'm saying, the profit coming from that, I'm like, how can I benefit off of this? How can I make profit? And how can I... find a way to get in touch with these people that's doing that, you know, but...
Were you able to?
Way. You know, I got a little
setup. You got some situations happening where...
Yeah, I'm not... It's trademarked.
Okay.
Copywritten. So okay. Whoever used it that wasn't supposed to, you know.
You'll see them in court.
Period.
Period. Okay. That's good. You really have to fight for what it is that you created. And we always talk about that as Black creators. Hell, I see some podcasts out there low-key trying it with the Woman of Hip Hop. I see you.
Yes.
See you. And I hear things. And I know things are bubbling, happening. And me and my lawyers is on deck waiting.
Women of Hip Hop, that's very iconic within itself.
It really is. I was surprised that the name was even available. The website name was available. That's because that was something that people wasn't even putting a magnifying glass on, you know, until saw this influx of female rappers.
And now it's other people that's trying.
It's trendy. It's just so many things are so trendy when it comes to us.
Yeah.
Protect Black women. When that became a thing.
Yeah.
Why wasn't that always the narrative?
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like it became a narrative.
Yeah.
Because it was a trend after a while.
Yep.
So I'm seeing this. I've had.
So you know firsthand how it feels.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like to have that, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's messed up. Yeah. So I'm glad that you're fighting for what's yours. Right. But talk to me about, for the people that know, because I'm going to put this in the interview, some of the celebrities that use the soundbite.
Nah, yeah, it was all the girls. It was Paris Hilton.
Yes.
We had Kylie Jenner, Alicia Keys. We had like all, definitely all, like, I think Ari. Who else was using it? Girl, that sound, CeeLo Green. I had the heavy hitters using that joint.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lot. I'm trying to think everybody. It was so many, I was getting so many verified people that was playing around with that sound and stuff that like, they started, some people start, Kylie Jenner was showing me love.
I love that.
Which I was in shock, but like her and Kris Jenner used
it. I saw that with her and her mother.
Girl, that was everywhere. Paris Hilton followed me on TikTok. I got all of them on TikTok.
Nice.
Most of the girls that's like big time that like, they follow me.
They show
you
your love.
They dead love me. Like, they show me love. They comment my stuff. Like,
that's what's up.
Yeah, it was some dope people, so.
Did Rihanna credit you, though, if I'm not mistaken?
Fenty picked it up, and they gave me credit, too.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, when we talk about the companies, we're not talking about Rihanna and Fenty. She actually credited you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I was getting credit from, like, people that I know. I'm like, I know that you really official if you even showing me love, because at the end of the day, who am I, right? But I stood up for that. That's why you got to always stand up for something that's yours. I'm outside on the street, people laughing at me, but mm-mm. I'm raising ruckus. I'm turning up about this because it's mine. And it's people that actually did show me love because they knew it was mine. So, yeah.
So shout out to the likes of Riri. You know, we love you over here, girl.
Yes. All of y'all. Thank you.
Now, we talked about you being one of the best out here that's doing the freestyles. Let's talk 32 bars, period.
32 bars, yes.
Like, love it. Yes. 32 bars.
Big pressure, I'm a big stepper.
When I saw that, I was like, yes, Amanda, let's go.
Yes, gotta come with it. Gotta come with it.
Now, talk to me about 32 bars. What inspired the record? And is that considered drill rap?
Some may say. I think it's more just like trap.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, like, anything from New York at this point sounds like drill because New York is, like, we're the face of that right now. But, like, yeah, 32 bars, I was just in the studio, and I just felt like being reckless and raunchy. You feel me? Delivering, no chorus needed. I just wanted to just spit some lyrics and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was how that came about.
Yeah. How is the people out there in the streets receiving the record? What you get?
They like it. No, yeah, everybody really likes it, you know, and they like the... like how I twisted Nicki's voices inside of it and stuff.
Love that.
Yeah, so you know that drive them crazy real quick. You know, everybody idolized her. So it's like, you know, but like I said, I keep it cute until you know I need to lose the humble a little bit. So I'm like, y'all gotta remember if anybody's sleeping on me, remember who I am though, like genuinely, because it is people that are sleep on me hard body, and it's fine. But you know, I'm behind the scenes with this too. I'm in real life doing this, like rapping, mixing, recording, traveling. I'm doing all different types of genres and music. Like, I really breathe music. It's really part of me. Like, so eventually everybody will find out.
Eventually everybody will see it.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to drill rap, real quick, can you explain to me what drill rap is?
Yeah, drill. So that's the thing too. With drilling, it's like, it is very much like, we are gonna come for each other's. When you drill, right? So we on a drill.
Like construction, be drilling, like, what are we doing?
I'm talking.
Excuse my ignorance, because I dead ass don't know what drill music is.
Nah, it's rap. It ain't construction, but it's, you feel construction?
Oh, that?
You feel me? Like, so I'm not on that. I'm not on that at all. Like, I do not
drill it at
violence.
Your grill.
Right,
like that.
They drilling at the, not the ground, but potentially at somebody's head. Like,
oh!
Like. But no, yeah, drill music is like, you're supposed to give your most aggressive version of yourself, and you have the opportunity to be just the most reckless version of yourself. And most people choose to do it by dissing each other, coming at, you know, in New York, it's very territorial. It's a
competitive
hood. Everything is a hood. You can be in the wrong hood and be across the street from another hood, which is across the street. Like, it's that, it's that dangerous out here. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So like, yeah, it's become like a style, which it originated in Chicago. It originated out in Chicago.
Oh, see, look at you educating me.
Yeah, and then, you know, the
UK. I love when the girls educate me.
Right, the UK was tearing it up, you know, and then Pop Smoke, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
He put on for New York with that, and then boom. It just started, you know.
That's when I started hearing it.
Yeah, but I don't consider myself a driller, though. I'm not a driller.
You just you tapped into that because you could tap into whatever.
I don't want to flex, but like, I was like, if we're going to do it, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I know I can do it. So I would get on a couple of drill beats and like, I made a song called The Drill Song.
Yes.
And that's my biggest video I got on YouTube. I'm just got 100,000 views. No label push. No, I even stopped promoting it. It's just going up. But I named it A Drill Song because it's more of just like a, I'm going to show y'all I could do this just to do it type of vibe. Yeah.
Now, when you said no label push, that's a good point, because I was going to ask you that. Like, because you're independent, do you feel, how is it being an independent artist? Like, trying to keep up with the visuals and the creativity and putting out your music, because everything is funded dolo solo, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And me, like, I don't have, like, management or anything. So it's just me by myself and my team. And, like, it's hard. You know, it's a lot of days where, you know, I'm hungry. A lot of days where I'm tired. Mm. A lot of days where I'm emotionally just drained, because I'm the CEO of everything. I'm running everything. I'm on my socials 24/7. I'm also recording myself. So I'm on Ableton. I'm on my doll trying to mix my songs. Then I'm sending them out and paying for video. Like, every dollar goes to my music. It's no plan B for me. That's what I do. So it's tough being independent. I feel like a lot of people look for instant gratification. You have to come to peace with knowing that that's not how this works. Like, if you want longevity, if you want to do anything to get your name up, you could, but I'm just not that girl. So I go through the mud. I'm in the mud with it right now, especially. So it's like, it's really hard.
That's how I know you're going to win. Yeah. You have to know that's why you're going to win.
Yeah.
Because you're literally doing this all by yourself, and you've been consistent for a very long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
And I know it gets hard. Shit, it gets hard for me doing this.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes I be in and out.
Yeah, it's hard.
So I know I want a team. Shout out to my partner Luke over there.
Luke.
That he just came on board, and he's been helping me out a lot. But I know how it is with days you just want to give up. You want to stay consistent, but like, you're funding everything. Like, you're literally doing everything.
So it's like, why would I stop now? Like, I believe in myself enough to invest in this. Like, when you start putting your money towards things, you should hang in there. Because you know something is going to flourish from it, I believe. So, and it has already. Yeah, like, it has. You know, so people always ask me, like, why don't you get a job? And I haven't worked in like 2-3 years. Music has fed me. I find ways, you know. And I'm okay with being broke, too. But, you know, thank God I'm okay right now. But like, yeah, you got to be content with that, though. That's the thing. Like, these little people that's doing music and just they trying to just get up real quick. Good luck. You know, let's see how long you here for. You know,
yeah. And it's not a race. Like, the race is within you.
Not like, as far as like, I'm competing with me last year. Like, there's no competition, no race. I'm racing with myself, if anything. But I'm okay with it not being a race, though. Like, you know, it's more just I'm just here.
Damn. I say damn because I want you to have a team, and I don't want you to do everything on your own. But it's all about having the right team.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people have approached you. There's no way that you was able to
win
a challenge like that and get picked by Nicki Minaj and have Bad Bitch Genre with the likes of Kylie's and all these people saying it. So what is it about, like, what is it that you're looking for you to feel like if you want to be a part of what I'm doing, you have to come with this.
Nah, yeah, I feel like I'm looking for safety, you know, and security. I think that when you work with Savannah Hanna, you got somebody who's willing to literally do everything and will do everything. I like running shit. So it's like with me, all you need to do is put me in position, you know? And I feel like that's where people miss, they miss the shot, you know, because it's like, you playing with me. I'm not here to play. I'm doing more work than you are. So I've had managers, I've worked with people, you know, and I don't get flattered by names. I'm not starstruck. I'm not that girl that's like, oh yeah, this one wants to work with me. And
right.
I don't care, you know? Mm. You got to match my morals, literally. If you don't,
come on, right? Integrity, you got morals.
Yeah, you got to match that because then I'm not going to work with you. You on different time and we're not going to see eye to eye. I'm too direct when it comes to like, this is how I eat. This is everything, right? So I can't play around. I don't have time for that, but if I ever had it, when I do have that team, because it's gonna manifest and happen, it is gonna be people who, it's gonna be people who give me safety and security. Number one, I want to know I could trust you.
Yeah,
because you gotta trust somebody. Yeah. If you walk around and you don't trust nobody all the time,
you gonna be dolo.
What foundation you gonna have? Exactly. I gotta trust you first before I even want to work with you. So, fortunately, I haven't found that yet.
Yeah, you know? Man, give it up. I love everything you said because. That was a tricky question, but you just like answered it with flying colors. Not that I was grading you anything, but shit.
Did I pass? But it's like, right?
Flying colors, darling. Tears across the board. It's like she wasn't saying you need to have a bag, you need to have this money. Right. I gotta have this. I gotta have a chain.
I want my chain.
Right.
I want my chain.
Like no.
I'm on my morals. Birkin. Right.
Morals, integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Who needs an alarm in the morning? When McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. And a breakfast cutoff. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And like, really have that hunger. Like, you want to see me win. We want to see us all win.
That's
I love
right.
that.
So we can
all
generate.
Right. So, before this ends, I got to do what I call my confessional hour, where I just ask a few questions. It usually warrants one-word answers.
Ooh, okay. One-word answers. All right.
Usually.
I'm going to try to give you one word answer.
I'm going to try to ask you questions that warrants that. So let's go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. We did talk about some of your favorite rappers. So since this is Woman of Hip Hop, I know you gave me some earlier, but do you have your top five favorite female rappers of all time?
Top five favorite female rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Let's do definitely Nicki Minaj. Definitely Remy Ma. Missy Elliott. Eve is outstanding. I was a little tapped into, but just what I've heard, she definitely is the top five. Lauryn Hill is the first though. Yeah.
Okay.
The,
I was gonna say no particular order.
Right. No order, but you know, definitely
put her number
Lauryn
one.
Hill. Yeah, that's numero uno.
Okay.
I respect the culture at the end of the day. Yeah.
If you had to do a Ladies Night remix, who is the four other ladies you would want on a song with you that you feel like y'all would cohesively sound amazing?
Definitely. What you is famous or just like
no, like that's what I mean. Like anybody, somebody that could be bubbling now.
My girl's fire. Her name is Maddie Mook. She's hard. Okay. Definitely, she's on a cypher with me. Lola Brooke, I love her. I'm a fan of her.
Nice.
Don't play with it.
Don't even get me started. I'm obsessed.
Ooh, I love that.
Who else is fire? Trying to think. It could be famous girls too, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever that you would want to do a Ladies Night remix that. Well-known record by Little Kim. Could throw a singer in there too.
Right. I love Mariah the Scientist. I'm like obsessed
yes,
with her.
Yes,
right?
Okay.
She's definitely a fire girl.
Yeah.
And who's another fire chick from, trying to think of some girls from my city. It's a lot of them. I said Lola, Mookie.
Mariah
the Scientist.
Got one
that would
more.
Be OD. And, you know who's fire too? What's that Lakia girl? She's hard.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be swaggy like in a cypher with her for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lakia. I love all
she's
the girls.
Hard. Yeah.
That you mentioned. I want them on the podcast too. Yes. So I'm gonna be hitting y'all up.
Oh yeah.
If I didn't already. Because I know I hit up Lola. So we're working on that.
Yeah.
Biggest pet peeve. What is it that Savannah Hanna hates?
See how my face just got tired. I'm like one word still nah. What do I hate? People just get me mad. I'm sorry. One word. What do I hate? Pet peeve.
A pet peeve.
definitely like I don't like judgy people.
Judgmental.
I don't like judgmental. Yeah. Homophobic, whether you rate, you saying little slick comments race wise, or you always. I don't like judgment. I don't like judgment.
I hate that too.
I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hate. If you wasn't rapping, what would you be doing?
Hair.
Okay.
Be doing hair. That makes sense.
Okay. What can we expect in 2023 for Savannah Hannah? What can you share?
Definitely have a mixtape dropping. Like, that should be out by December 31st.
Fly. Okay.
2023, y'all gonna probably hear a lot of my stuff, like, floating around in a couple of movies, a couple of shows.
A couple of movies?
Yeah.
Like... Because I did see you on the red carpet for one particular movie. Is that the movie?
That's not the... People ask me. I wish I... That's not the movie. That would have been fire, though.
Say, I want a little exclusive over here.
I gave you the tea, girl.
Okay.
Definitely. But, it's a couple of things I work on and stuff, you know, behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. I'm floating around. A couple of, like, stuff isn't solidified, right? So I got to wait until it is. But, like, y'all hear my voice. Y'all gonna hear my voice everywhere.
I love hearing your voice. For some reason, I want to see you acting or modeling. I see some modeling for you.
You see modeling for me.
Uh-huh, like campaign modeling. But I think as your career flourishes, you're going to be, like, doing some campaigns with certain brands and stuff. I see that for you. Whether it's hair, clothing brands, like, I see it for you.
That's really, really interesting, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's because you got something bubbling?
Yeah, I said, I'm like, I'm not going to get no tattoos on my neck enough. I wanted to start playing with tattoos. But then, for the first time the other day, I seen myself when I did take the red carpet picture, and I felt like such a woman. And a star. And I like the way I look naked. Mm. And I'm like, maybe I do have potential in that world if they interested. But
yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
And think big.
Right.
If I could give you any advice with that, think big. Because I'm telling myself that. I see a lot of myself in you, especially when it comes to like wanting that team and growing. And
yeah,
I see that for you.
Very self-sufficient. Like, I could tell just by talking to you. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to. That's my energy.
All right, the energy. We about to get into this booth. You about to spit this freestyle. But before you do that, let's wrap it up with one word that describes the state that you're in right now. Not a phrase, not a sentence, but one word. What would it be?
The state that I'm in mentally?
Mm-hmm. Savannah's so deep.
Transitional.
Transitional. Yes, I love that. Give it up for Savannah Hannah. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much for being here with Woman in Hip Hop Podcast with Jazzy Bell. You know I am a fan, and I expect great things from you to continue on in your life. And whatever you need from me, you know, we're here, so you're always welcome to come back, okay?
Thank you. I'll be back. Yes, for sure.
All right, and that's a wrap for Jazzy Bell with Woman in Hip Hop. Deuces.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.